Over the last year, nearly 35,000 children were caught crossing the border from Mexico into the United States. They crossed alone, without a parent. If caught, they're detained while their immigration cases are being sorted out. But Microsoft has a program to provide free legal counsel for these children. It's called KIND, or Kids in Need of Defense. The company announced this week that they're going to expand the program. KUOW's Liz Jones has been following the story, and she told me how the KIND program works.
Well, in immigration court, the U.S. government always has an attorney to represent its side of the case in front of the judge. In most cases, immigrants who face deportation can't afford an attorney, or there are just not enough pro bono attorneys or free attorneys to go around. So this program provides free legal aid and attorneys for unaccompanied minors or these kids that have crossed the border alone, some of whom may have a case for asylum here in the U.S. or protection here in the U.S., a case to be here legally. They could have that case if they are victims of violence or sex trafficking, human trafficking. I've been in court with minors who are facing judges in these deportation proceedings, and pro bono attorneys are often just there when they make their first appearance to help them with paperwork, help them understand the case that they're going to be going through and moving forward in.
And why did Microsoft get involved with this program to help immigrant kids in the first place?
Yeah, I talked to Brad Smith. He's the president and chief legal officer at Microsoft, and he's been involved in this even before the program officially formed. And I think it's something that's close to his heart, which is partly why Microsoft took this on as on a bigger initiative. This started gradually years ago, working with other attorneys in town who were working on these pro bono cases, and they were very successful. All the kids going through these deportation proceedings here in Washington State back in 2007, all of them were getting attorneys. So these attorneys together thought, can we roll this out nationally? Can we do more? I asked Smith, though, you know, why this? Why focus on immigrant children?
The issue of kids going through immigration proceedings really struck a chord, in part because we're an international company. But I think more than that, it was just the experience of meeting these kids and understanding that they don't have a chance if they don't have a lawyer by their side. We have represented kids who are as young as 2 and 3 years old. Imagine a 3-year-old trying to explain to a judge why he or she should be entitled to stay in the United States.
So that's Brad Smith of Microsoft. And of course, corporations like Microsoft do have ethics policies. They don't act only out of self-interest. But what does Microsoft get out of this?
Well, Microsoft, it's a company of immigrants. A third of the employees here in the Redmond campus in Washington State come from other countries. So I think, you know, Microsoft gets to say this is part of their aim to be a responsible global citizen. And that makes them a more attractive company to many people, including their staff and offices spread around the world. I think it allows them to put forward an image that they've not just invested in immigration reform just in the parts that they would benefit from directly, but for the benefits to others as well. So they're not just in this fight for themselves alone.
Okay, but beyond Microsoft, how common is it for tech companies to get involved, deeply involved in immigration cases like this one?
Historically, not too common, but we're seeing more and more movement from tech companies getting involved in this issue. More often, we see tech companies get involved in immigration politics directly connected to their business. The top issue has been about visas for high-skilled foreign workers and a push for Congress to raise the cap on those visas. But there's a couple things going on to bring tech and immigration closer together. Tech companies here have become more global with more foreign workers. So it's an issue that's bubbled up from within the lives of these immigrant workers. Then in Congress, what we've seen happen is all these pieces of immigration reform have gotten lumped together into one giant bill that would tackle the entire immigration system. So you're seeing these stakeholders on various issues getting bound together as their issues get kind of bundled together. So that's a question I also asked Brad Smith from Microsoft, why more tech companies are wading into immigration reform in a bigger way.
In part, companies are focused on high-skilled immigration issues because we have a shortage of computer science graduates in this country. We need a continuing influx of at least some high-skilled students and others from other countries. But I think there's an interest in the high-tech community in the immigration issue as a whole. The immigrants who come to our country are an enormous asset. They're an enormous economic asset. And it's one of the country's great strengths. We are unique as a nation in reflecting the diversity of the world. And perhaps as much as anything else, I think you find a lot of people in the tech sector who believe that we will be more successful, all of us will be more successful as Americans if we can figure out how to make great use of this diversity.
And I should mention, we're also seeing other efforts in places like Silicon Valley. There was a group that formed there a few years back, headed by Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, who gathered other tech CEOs to make a bigger push for comprehensive immigration reform. They're out there saying, when we go to Washington, D.C. to lobby for immigration reform, we're not just lobbying for our piece of it. We're lobbying for the whole thing.
Liz Jones covers immigration for KUOW. This week, Microsoft announced it's expanding its KIND program to provide more attorneys for immigrant kids. It already has operations in 8 cities, including Seattle. By the end of the year, 2 more cities will come on board.